Our story begins with an expedition of treasure hunters set out to find riches. During one of their previous explorations in Mexico, the group stumbled upon a map revealing the rumored location of an Aztec treasure room. But the group knows that it will not be an easy task retrieving the fortunes to be found there, as the Aztecs were notorious for keeping things of value well hidden and secure. We join the team en route to the ancient city of Tenochtitlan on their jet.
Almost there, gentlemen.
Finally, this plane ride has been unbearable, Johnson.
Stop your complaining. This could prove to be a major find for us, Hawkins. If the information on this map is accurate, we could be in for the biggest payday of our lives.
Mackenzie's right. I can't wait till I'm rolling in the money. I can almost... Hey, where's Parker?
He's sleeping.
Wake up, Parker.
We there yet?
Well, if you'd pay more attention...
Stop, guys. We're landing. Now prepare all of your things. As the group exits the plane, they recognize the beauty of what the Aztecs created and stand in awe.
Isn't Aztec civilization marvelous?
Yes. Where's this supposed treasure at, Hawkins?
It says here that, according to legend, the Aztecs carefully concealed the location of this, the treasure of the Aztec gods. However, we have a general idea of the place we're looking for. It is a cave just northeast of the city. It says that the cave should be near a river.
Well, then what are we waiting for? The sooner the last day of my life working is done, the better. The team heads northeast, as the map dictates, and Johnson spots a cave near a river. The team determines that this is the place they were searching for.
Well, it looks like this is it, guys. You ready?
Easy, guys. We must remember that the Aztecs were a clever bunch. They would have taken every precaution to assure that this place would never be discovered. We must be extremely careful.
Mackenzie's right, guys. We mustn't rush into this. We should tread carefully.
We'll be fine.
Just then, Parker begins to enter the cave. He steps on a loose stone, and a dart slices through the air and narrowly misses Parker's jugular.
Parker, are you all right?
I'm fine, I think.
This is just what I was talking about. We must be cautious.
After that, I know I will.
All right, now, let's stay together and enter carefully. After a narrow brush with death, Parker and the group enter the cave much more reverently than they would have.
Okay, we're in. Everyone have their flashlights on?
Yep, good to go.
10-4.
Affirmative.
This cave is massive.
We need to keep our eyes peeled for anything which could lead to the location of this room. Search anything which looks suspicious.
Look, the cavern divides ahead. We should split up. Johnson, come with me. Mackenzie, you and Hawkins take the other side. Now remember, our radio communication is ineffective within the walls of the cave. We'll meet back here in exactly 1 hour to report our findings and decide from there what to do next.
Sounds good, Parker. Let's go, Mackenzie.
The groups diverge, and Mackenzie and Hawkins believe they have found the entrance to the room. Hawkins, come quickly. I think this is it. This wall is marked with the symbol of the Aztec god Quetzalcoatl. Now all we have to do is find a way to get in. I've got it.
Nice work, Mackenzie. Let's check it out.
Whoa. The expanse of the treasure of the two men see is almost too much to grasp. There's gold from the floor to the ceiling, and quickly they begin to fill their packs with it. This is extravagant. Can you imagine the value of this?
I'm speechless.
Well, that's a first. We can't very well transport all of this ourselves. We must tell Parker and Johnson of our discovery. Meanwhile, the other two explorers make a more grim discovery.
Hey, Parker, come look at this.
What is it?
They find a drawing on the wall, what seems to be a hieroglyphic. It depicts Quetzalcoatl raining lightning upon those who possess his treasure.
This doesn't look good. Maybe we should warn the others.
Right, let's hurry.
It's too late, however. As Hawkins and Mackenzie exit the room with their packs brimming with gold. What was that?
It looks like the ceiling is collapsing. Run!
The two make a swift dash for the exit. In their haste, they forget about Parker and Johnson. Wait, what about the others?
Wait, we can't go back now. It's too dangerous.
Well, we can't just leave them to die either.
You're right. Let's head back to the vision of the two tunnels.
As they run back, Hawkins trips and falls, his pack spilling onto the floor. As he begins to recollect it, Mackenzie pulls him away. There's no time. Look, it's the others. We don't have much time before the entire cave collapses. We have to hurry. Hawkins reluctantly abandons his treasure and rejoins the group. As they run, Mackenzie is being weighed down by his heavy pack and allows it to fall to the cave floor.
Are you crazy? Do you know that alone would make us rich for the rest of our lives?
It's unimportant compared to our lives.
Come on, there's an exit.
The team, observing the cave crumbling around them and their exit narrowing, dives outside to safety. It takes them a moment to realize what had just transpired.
Wow, that was too close for comfort. For a while, I didn't think Did you guys really find the treasure?
Yeah, we did. There were tons and tons of it. It's too bad we couldn't escape with it.
Well, just think, we have other treasures to search for, and just think, there is a great story to tell our grandkids someday if they believe us.
And so our expedition leaves empty-handed, but with much more appreciation for their lives now. The next time this team is searching for treasure, they will be much more cautious.